Okay, students, it's time for your English tip of the week.
So, how do you say thank you without actually using the words thank you? When studying and traveling abroad to an English-speaking country, thank you is an expression that is very, very important to learn. In fact, I want you to say it a lot when you're traveling abroad, my students. So, I've come up with five thank yous that people use in North America, but they don't actually say the words thank and you. All right, here we go. Number five, much obliged, much obliged. All right, this thank you expression is actually used with an older generation. You will not hear it used with the younger generation or, the millennials or the Generation X. It's usually a bit older, retired couples. It's not as common to say, so don't say it, but you may hear it, okay? So you may hear it, especially if you're with retired people. Much obliged. All right, number four, THX, thanks. A little bit of a tricky one. That's for texting, THX, thanks. So that's the younger generation. So much obliged, the older one, THX for the younger one. All right, that's a tricky one. Number three, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. All right. Now that means thank you when someone gives you a present. Yeah. So if somebody gives you a present, you say, you shouldn't have. All right. All right. Number two, I really appreciate your hard work, or I really appreciate your effort. So it means thank you for doing a good job, or thank you for working hard, or thank you for helping with some event or something that you may be doing. So in Japan, for my Japanese students, they might say, Oskarasama. All right, so you did a good job, and I appreciate it. So I really appreciate something, your hard work or your effort. And that means thank you for your great work. All right, and number one, this is my favorite. This is one that I use a lot. Okay, so my friends will recognize it. I say cheers. Yeah, cheers. Like you're in the bar having a drink. Cheers. Now, it is informal. It's something I don't use in business situations, but among friends, I will say cheers. All right. So if someone says, it was a great night. Thanks, James. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And I might say cheers. So thanks. All right. And that is your English tip of the week.
The Study It textbooks are the first ever completely digital and interactive English as a Second Language textbook series. Once downloaded, these textbooks do not require a Wi-Fi connection. Students and teachers can use them anywhere, anytime. Used in over 40 schools, universities, and NGOs worldwide. Study It is the future of English teaching. Visit www.studyitbooks.com for more information.